This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, and you're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. As we live in the 21st century, data has become crucial to almost every industry today. Some has even turned data into an entire business. Think Google and Facebook. So data is obviously king, but the collection of data has changed tremendously over the past few years and will keep changing in the future. Some are still struggling with the tedious manual labor on data collection, and some have resorted to AI. And one of them is Dattel, and here with me today is Hamdi Mokhtar. He's the Director of Information Strategy for Dattel, to talk about, you know, data collection of the past, the present, and why it's not working entirely, and also for the future. Hamdi, let's first talk about Dattel. Who are you guys, and what's your role in the business of data collection?
Hi, morning, Jeff. It's great to be here today. Dattel is a face-to-face primary data collection company. We are powered by in-house technology, which ensures our client get data with integrity, or in other terms, clean data that they can use for better analysis and decision making. We've been around for close to 4 years now, and Dattel is originally set up by a team of three experienced industry practitioners with a combined experience of more than 4 decades.
Wow. And how much have things changed since the inception of Dattel in 2014?
Well, with regards to face-to-face data collection, we see gradual change in the industry in terms of a lot more companies are adopting technology. Mm. However, we feel that the edge that Dattel is able to give is in a technology ecosystem that we provide, rather than just automating one portion of the business.
Mm. Explain to me, you know, the face-to-face data collection. What's a face-to-face data collection here?
Right. A layman term would be to conduct survey. So basically, we have people on the ground that goes around and knocking on doors. So we do face-to-face, door-to-door data collection.
Does that still sort of work in, you know, where the days we have, you know, mobile phones, we're filling in surveys on our mobile phones and stuff like that? Does face-to-face still work, and where, how much of a percentage is Malaysians here taking up face-to-face data collection?
Well, interestingly enough, the data collection industry at the moment, like you rightly pointed out, there are other avenues for data collection. There's online survey, there's survey via email, there's mobile survey. Actually, each channel caters to different specific requirement of different projects. We feel that there are clear advantages to be obtained when doing face-to-face methodology. For example, number one, sampling is definitely better. With face-to-face, you can be sure to target correct samples, especially if you're looking at population sampling. Number two, depth of questioning is better. When you conduct face-to-face interview, you can really go deep and ask complex questions to the respondents, which allow you to do more robust analysis. Whereas when you conduct online or phone interview, for example, your questions has to be limited to basic ones. Third is reliability of data. We feel that when you do face-to-face and you can see how engaged the respondents are, you can check whether they understand the questions that are being asked, and you can also be more agile, especially with the platform that we have. If, for example, you see the questions you are asking is not connecting with the respondent, you can then change immediately and then, you know, sync it up, and, you know, the next day you're rolling out new sets of questions already.
What's been the favorite method of data collection here in Malaysia? Has it been still face to face, which is a very traditional way, you know, going on to, you know, houses and after houses or offices after office, or do we prefer to switch into mobile and online services?
At the moment, I think the breakdown in the market from ISOMA report in 2015 is 30% telephone and 25% face to face.
All right.
When it comes to the quantitative study. But I think the reason being is mainly because of cost and speed factor. If you look at reliability factor, face-to-face actually can do a lot more in data collection. However, we feel that with the innovative approach that we have taken with regards to our people, process and platform, we have been able to address the issue of both cost and speed.
So cost is obviously a biggest challenge when it's, you know, doing face-to-face, hence people are resorting to mobile and online. But obviously face-to-face has a bigger benefit than, you know, going to online and mobile, because if, you know, you're agile, you could sort of change things around and you can ask deeper questions. So how are you solving the cost problem for Datel?
At the moment, the solution at Datel is really lies in our approach to the three P's, as I mentioned earlier: our people, process, and platform. On the people side, we basically employ full-time interviewers with us. So conventionally, in the industry, the interviewers are always part-timers. So our guys are full-time. They are well-trained. They are highly compensated compared to industry practice. And they are also geographically dispersed. So it's easy for us to deploy people anywhere in the country. And that actually brings down the cost. Secondly, is that in our process, our stringent quality checks involving checking done by our QA team, enhanced by our machine learning algorithm that basically learns from the QC team, and we also have zero tolerance policy towards falsification. On the platform side, our collection infrastructure is fully automated, so it increases the team's efficiency in delivering projects. So that helps to also bring down the cost element.
All right. So we'll talk a lot more about the AI part and, you know, how is it helping your people when, you know, they're dispersing and all around the Malaysia in just a moment. I'm speaking to Hamdi Mokka. He's the Director of Information Strategy for Datel, and we're talking about data collection. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
And we're back, and this is Tech Talk. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm here with Hamdi Mokhtar. He's the Director of Information Strategy for Datel, and we're talking about data collection. And Datel has a very unique way of data collection. It's still in the traditional way of, you know, going face-to-face. But as you mentioned, Hamdi, you know, you've changed things slightly now with, you know, there's AI coming into place with the face-to-face service that you're doing, and it's helping your people here. Where is this element of AI coming into place? Is it because of, you know, going through, you mentioned the QC element and all, how does it work, and, you know, what sort of process has the AI been in place now?
At the moment, there are two areas where we have implemented AI technology in our collection services. Number one is, as you pointed out, in our quality control process. What we have done is basically we've been teaching our machine learning algorithm to learn from their human counterparts in terms of how each questions are labeled, whether, you know, there's an element of coaching, whether there's any skipping question, and then once the human decides whether this case is to be accepted or to be rejected, and these are all being fed into the machine learning algorithm, and that has allowed us to conduct 100% quality checks on all of the achievements or all the respondents that come in, and wherever the AI flag certain cases to be of questionable nature, that will then be intervened by the human QC team. The other aspect of AI that we are implementing is basically in our route planning and also resource allocation. So all the while, with all the data that we have collected in terms of the area that we've been to, the profile of the population and respondents in certain area, that has allowed us to train our algorithm to fully automate the process of routing where our people should go down on the ground.
Now, AI, many people fear when, you know, talk about AI, you know, being in place, and, you know, some people talk about AI replacing human jobs and so forth. Obviously, for Datel, it's different. It's, you know, AI's working together with, you know, your people itself. How long did it take you to, you know, accomplish something like this one, to develop an AI that, you know, is able to understand, you know, the things that you're doing as well?
It has taken us close to 2 years now in implementing this. But implementation of algorithms such as supervised learning in this case requires time and also requires a lot of trial and error. And we have to be ready to always reinvest in terms of development. Mm. So that is what the team is doing as well. There's constant experimentation going on. There's constant improvement. We are always adding in new parameters, for example, to strengthen the algorithm itself.
Mm. Do you think AI would be able to one day sort of fully take over the people that you're dispersing around in order to really lower down your cost? And, you know, you could now do an online or a mobile survey that is equally as good to your face-to-face survey because it's agile, it's an AI who could, you know, change things around as when it feels like it?
Well, I think let me answer in terms of the QC side, because that's where we are. We've already implemented this. We feel that to a certain degree, AI will be able to do a lot of this QC checks. We are targeting to slowly optimize our resource when it comes to doing QC, but eliminating human intervention altogether may not be possible because there's a lot of other elements that AI is not able to do just yet. Well, our system is not as comprehensive or as advanced as Watson, for example, but we feel that the human element is still required.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about PDPA because it came into effect a few years ago now. How much has changed since the PDPA has come into place in terms of data collection, because it's obviously affecting data, and that's the number one.
I think this is an area that is very important for especially consumers to understand. And this is an area that we've also built to be an advantage to us. When it comes to face-to-face data collection, a lot of our counterparts in the industry are still, lagging behind in terms of meeting the demands of PDPA. Okay. At Datel, we have taken the approach that from day one to be compliant with PDPA, and how it has affected is basically in terms of how we keep the data, how we use the data. We even have a policy of eliminating the personal details of our respondents beyond 21 days. So we are only using whatever information that we get for quality checks purposes. Beyond that, it's eliminated essentially.
Mm. Has it made this harder for the business to run, because obviously you are working with data that is now unable to share around, and marketers used to be really happy when they could use old data and mix it together, and there were a lot of data manipulation going on as well. Currently, has it made it a lot harder for the business to sort of run on its own, because you more cost is involved, because you have to regenerate new data whenever you have new projects, in a sense?
Well, essentially, there's no fundamental shift in terms of how data is collected or how data is stored and used. It's just that for businesses, for example, we just have to be aware to make sure that the respondents are properly notified. What the data is going to be used for, how long it's going to be used for, how many projects it's going to be used for example. But essentially, in the data collection industry, our role is mainly just to collect the data. The data is then passed to our clients that utilize that data. Mm. So there's also the role of data processor here and data user. In this particular case, I think some of those questions are better answered by our clients, as a data user.
Mm. And from the consumer's point of view, what sort of power do we have in, we're generating so much of data online, but yet with the PDPA still in place, I still get spams of, text messages and WhatsApps and emails and so forth. What sort of power do we have? Because we seem to not realize that the PDPA is actually giving power back to us.
Well, I think as consumers, this is something that you know, consumers need to be aware of, especially when you are clicking accept or clicking, you know, I agree to accepting services. Yes, consumers have the power, but consumer can also give out that power when you execute those clicks. So you have to be really aware of what is it that you're clicking. I've heard of recently some cases where the PDPA commissioner is already enforcing some rules. Recently, I think there's a case in the news where a college, if I'm not mistaken, got sued. So if consumer wants to enforce certain things, I think there are avenues now. So it's a matter of whether or not they want to exercise that option.
And it's also sort of this understanding you have that power, because a lot of us actually probably don't even know
that we have this. It's good to Google up what PDPA Malaysia is about.
Now, looking ahead into the future, how different would things change with the incoming technology of AI, deep learning, machine learning, machine to machines, and how much of the industry is going to change when it comes to data collection?
Well, we feel that platform companies like Google, Facebook, IBM, Oracle, for example, they are rapidly building their capability to reach into the physical realm after having conquered the virtual world. And this is a trend that I think have the potential to disrupt the industry. However, there's still a lot of data sources that are that they are capturing right now in the physical world are transactional in nature. So we feel that the human behavior, sentiment, feelings are not yet fully captured by these platforms. So that is the space that we feel is still potential for other players. However, having said that, the method of collection may evolve. I think in future we could even see, robots knocking on your door to conduct surveys, for example.
With a screen and a face of a
it's
human
possible,
being.
Right? Yeah.
Probably, you
yeah.
never know. For Detel itself, where do you see yourself in the next coming years with all these changes going to take in place here?
Well, one way we are going ahead is at the moment our expansion plan is mainly targeted towards emerging markets, especially in ASEAN. A lot of the issues that I shared earlier with you, for example, quality and reliability of data, representation, these are issues that are not just unique to Malaysia. In fact, our neighbours in ASEAN faces a lot more of this issue. And Datel is already now operational in both Indonesia and Thailand. And we see a lot of potential in terms of putting in what we have been doing in Malaysia in those countries.
Still the same kind of business in Indonesia and in Thailand as well?
Very much so. It's still very much rolling out face-to-face primary data collection with all the bells and whistles that we've put in.
All right, cool. I've been speaking to Hamdi Mokhtar. He's the Director of Information Strategy for Datel, talking about data collection. If you missed any part of this interview, you can download the podcast at bfm.my or you could get the app. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.